Time for the Warrior of the Week for Vance Air Force Base. In the studio, we have Senior Airman Donovan Dawson, a bioenvironmental engineer. Do you have that on a business card? That's a long title.
It is a long title.
Can I call you Dawson? Donovan?
Absolutely.
All right, Donovan, tell me about you. I know you're from Dallas, but how'd you get in the Air Force in the first place?
Well, back home, I worked at a place you might know, Sam's Club.
Yeah.
Great place. Mm-hmm. And I started out as a freezer cooler associate.
Okay.
And of course, once you get important or work a little too hard, mm-hmm. you get more responsibility.
Right.
So even though I started in freezer coolers, I somehow find my way in produce. Mm-hmm. I was trained as a cashier. I even was a cart guy for a hot afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
And for some reason, I had jeans on. Don't know what I was thinking, but that's all right. And I worked in produce as well. Mm-hmm. So always pick your fruits and veggies from the bottom, never the top.
There you go.
And what else did I do? Also jury. Worked in jury department.
Okay.
Also.
Wow.
And every now and again, I fetched a few frozen dough balls for the cafe.
Yeah. So did the Air Force come in and go, quit this job and come to join us or what?
Well, after accumulating all the responsibility, mm-hmm. I said this might be too much for the amount of revenue I was collecting.
Yep.
So it didn't really balance out. And I said, well, let's try working smart instead of hard. Mm-hmm. So I said, let's go see what other options I have. I tried Amazon to be Amazon manager there after I completed my degree, but they turned me down.
Yeah.
So I said, let's go see how the Air Force works.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So the bioenvironmental engineering, is that the degree you're in?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
So tell me what that job is.
Okay. Well, Advanced, basically, most people know us for our gas mask fit testing. Mm-hmm. We basically test the seal of the mask on our personnel just to make sure it's able to protect them if an event would occur.
Gotcha.
And also to make sure once they deploy that they have the necessary mask they need.
I gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Excellent stuff. You've been in the Air Force for 4 years, 9 months of it here at Vance Air Force mm-hmm. Base. Mm-hmm. Where all were you before that? Just get trained up and stuff?
Yes, sir. My first base was in Germany.
Okay.
Spangdahlem, Germany. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And that was, took me a little time to get acclimated there because I was born in Texas, of mm-hmm. course. Then before there, I was in Mississippi.
Okay.
So the culture shock was definitely, took me a good minute to get used to it. The food was very different.
Yeah.
Plus the road signs as well.
The road signs, sir. And the speed limits and the weather too.
Absolutely. You might have had a good month of sunshine.
Their trees are not crooked like ours are. They don't have wind like we do. So
no, sir.
Yeah. You want to commission. So what's the pathway going to be? Do you know?
It is definitely one of my options. I would have to boost my GPA up just a little more because the competition is kind of steep there once you want to apply there. But, yeah, once I get there, I look forward to hopefully impacting people pretty good.
All right. Yes. It says here one of your favorite things about the Vance, the people, that's a given, but Hot Dog Fridays by the chaplains.
Yes, sir. Every Friday we do have Hot Dog Friday.
I did not know that.
Absolutely.
I've heard a lot of stories, but nobody's told me about the hot dogs.
Yes, sir. They are pretty good.
Okay.
I'm not sure what kind of hot dogs they are.
Yeah.
Because I know back home we had pretty good Nathan hot dogs mm-hmm. at Sam's Club, I was telling you. But
yeah.
Those are pretty tasty.
You never know.
I'm not sure what kind they are.
We'll do some research for you.
Yes, sir.
And you're all about the food. I know your favorite thing about being it is the food trucks, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you ever dream you'd end up in Enid, Oklahoma when you joined the Air Force down there?
Not at all.
You're like 4.5 hours from home?
Exactly. Well, no, a little further.
Five-ish. I'm talking about fast as I drive.
Oh, gotcha. Take me a little longer, yes. But yeah, it's not that far at all.
Do you know the shortcut to Dallas? The one that's not I-35. Seriously, do you know what the shortcut is for real?
No, sir.
You just go south of Vance. Stay on 81. Go 81 all the way to Texas. It turns mm-hmm. into 281. You'll hit that bypass. You'll end up in the west side of Fort Worth.
Good to know.
Just
I'll
telling
try
you.
To remember
that's
that.
Just the real shortcut. You don't have to deal with the craziness of I-35.
Yes,
so.
Sir. Appreciate you.
Donovan, thanks for what you're doing, and appreciate you. We'll see you out there, okay?
Thank you.